Hey, this is Carlos Zuma. I want to welcome you to the Alpha Sexual Power class. We're going to be going through a lot of material in this class. This is one I've been really, really excited about creating for many years now. It's been years in the making, primarily because this is kind of like the, the concentrate. You know, you have orange juice in a can you buy at the store, and that's the orange juice concentrate. You add water to it. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the information you do get out there has a lot of water added to it. This is a concentrated program on sexual success for men. We're going to be covering pretty much every aspect of sexual power and sexual dominance, not to be confused with domination, but sexual dominance with women. Let's dig right into it. And I'm going to start out by explaining to you a little bit about what this course is. First of all, we're going to be talking quite a bit about the topic of how to get laid. Okay, it's just part of this the curriculum. It's what we're really getting down to here, and not to be too coarse or vulgar about it, but that's really what we're driven by in a lot of ways. I'm going to talk about more about that in a minute. Where this course is about how to get laid, and when I talk about that, I mean getting laid through sexual communication and sexual prowess. Prowess is a word you've probably not heard a lot of. It's one of my favorite words. Prowess meaning a certain technique or skill or ability that you have, and a very refined one. We want to have a refined ability to attract women. It's just what we're built for as men. How to pleasure women. This is also what we're going to talk about here. It's not just about how to get laid, but it's also how to pleasure women, how to give them what they're looking for and give them the kind of sexual satisfaction that they're looking for. Because once you do that, you're pretty much your future is written as far as sexual success and being able to keep any woman interested in you that you want. How to get pleasure. This is something you also don't hear a whole heck of a lot about there. We talk a lot, unfortunately, about the how to pleasure women, and you'll see a lot of that out there in information and information programs, but you don't see a lot about how to get or receive pleasure, how to get the most pleasure for yourself, because a lot of guys are shortchanging themselves on what they could be experiencing with their own sexual power and their sexual experience. Really important step there. Roadmap of steps to get to the bedroom. Plain and simple, that's why you're here right now. You want to know what are the steps from A to Z to get me from meeting a woman, to talking to her sexually, to interacting with her sexually, to attracting her sexually, to being sexual with her. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to go through a roadmap. And you could also call this a roadmap of escalation. It's about timing, and it's about triggers. Timing is knowing when, and triggers are knowing what to do and what triggers to pull each step along the way and what ones to look for. Okay, so it's a very simple mapped out sequence of steps that we're going to go through that explain this from A to Z. Very straightforward. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to give you just whatever it is you need to know about this topic. We're not going to go off into peripheral things. I call this just-in-time education. Just-in-time education means that we are teaching you exactly what you need when you need it. So you will find yourself from time to time coming back to this program to reference specific sections that you need when you need it. And you might find yourself right now skipping certain sections that you don't need, and that's fine. There's no fluffy, it ought to be kind of advice in here, okay? It ought to be this way. You hear a lot of that from a lot of advisors and gurus and supposedly smart doctorate people out there. They got a doctor in front of their name, so of course they know what they're talking about, right? I get questions like that a lot from people. What gives you the expertise? What gives you the professional ability to advise men on this stuff? Well, how about success? Success in being able to get the kind of things from my relationships and from women in general, and not just get, I mean also the ability to give in a lot of ways. You should know that by now. This whole alpha lifestyle that I teach really is my life philosophy. It's something I teach, it's something I live, it's something I breathe, and it's based in integrity. And it's something that you don't get from a lot of the other gurus out there. And when it comes to advice about sex, quite honestly, you're going to get a lot of BS from a lot of the other advisors out there, especially the ones that write the books that are on the bookshelves. You're going to get a lot of doctor nonsense, right? There's an MD on their name, and they think they know what they're talking about. A lot of them do. A lot of them give great information, and I'm not going to disparage that. But the unfortunate thing is that they give you a lot of, you know, it ought to be this way kind of advice, where they tell you what ought to be, but they don't tell you what really is. There's parts about human nature you have to understand really do exist. And just because your logical mind doesn't want to admit it does not mean that it doesn't. Very important. So again, we're going to cut to the chase. We're going to give you just what you need to know. That's what this course is. Now, what is this course not about? This is also very important. This is not a confidence class, all right? This is We're only going to cover on the inner game topics. When we talk about inner game, we're really talking about the whole I want to be confident part of the game. Only the inner game that's relevant to you. That's what we're going to be focusing on, relevant to your sexual success in this program. This is not an approach class, okay? We're not going to be talking about how to approach women and, you know, the specific details of here's a pickup line you can use to open up a conversation with women. That's just not what we're about in this program. But what I will do is I will touch on those areas that I need to give you more clarification on where sexuality enters into the mix. Because from the start to the finish, you have to be sexual with women. And that's what we're going to really discuss here in very graphic detail. We're going to talk about everything about the sexuality of communication with women. And sometimes that does touch on the approach. So I will go there. But if you want detailed information on how do I walk up and start a conversation with a woman, I've got other classes for you to do that. Okay, my Approach Women program and How to Talk to Women program are specifically built around that. So we're not going to be covering those details here. This is also not a theory class. This is all stuff that works. We're not talking about stuff that you should try this. It might work for you. For the most part, everything I teach you is going to work if you use it correctly. That you can take to the bank. This is not a set of routines. This is not a set of little prepackaged instructions and little clever things to say that you package up, memorize, and spew out to a woman at any given moment. That's not sexual attraction. That's a script. And you can hope that that script will work, but 90% of the time it will not. Because when she deviates from the script, what are you going to do? You're going to have to improvise, my friend. This is also not a pickup artist class. I do not want to get caught up in pickup artist stuff. Okay, and I'm not talking down about pickup artist material in any way, because that's very essential to any guy's understanding about how to attract women. But we're not talking about how to be a pickup artist here per se. I'm teaching you about sexual communication and sexual success. This is also not going to be complicated. That's what this is not about. It's not complicated. I'm not going to make complicated architectures and discussions that you have to memorize and then try and use at some future point. This is not arcane. This is not magic. This is not going to be difficult for you to leverage and use right away. This is also not another oversimplification, because you also find the opposite extreme is true. A lot of guys or a lot of advisors out there will give you information that's very, very simple, and that's good, but at the same time, it's too simple. It doesn't give you enough detail to let you act on it. All right. And again, I'm going back to this again because we're going to talk about the confidence thing. It's not an inner game program, except where it's applicable to communication, okay? To communication with women, very important. The communication aspect is what we're keying off of here. All right, so from communication to actual sexual success is what I should also add. That's what this course is not. I need to add this in. This is important, not only for legal, but just for you to understand that the information that's contained in this product is not meant to replace or substitute a trained professional. If you have a real issue, whether it's psychological, whether it's financial, medical, legal, whatever it is, you should contact and obviously talk to a professional of that particular area. And you might be saying, but dude, you just said a second ago that those MDs don't know what they're talking about. First of all, I didn't say that. Second of all, they do know what they're talking about to a certain degree, but the important thing is that unfortunately, a lot of them write books meant to apply to everybody, and you're not everybody. You are a specific person. And if you have specific needs, you need to talk to a professional that can help you with some of those specific needs, if they fall outside of this program or seem that they need professional attention. That's all it's about. So again, little disclaimer necessary, of course. And again, this part is in here for legal coverage, of course, too. Now that we're talking about done with all the legal beagle stuff, let's talk about promises. What am I promising here? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that I want to minimize the amount of evolutionary psychology that we put in this program. A lot of guys put in, I think lately it's been very fad to put in a lot of scientific backing for a lot of what we talk about, and it is important, but realize that the evolutionary psychology, while being important, is not going to necessarily get you the sexual success. It just tells you why we are the way we are. Once you can understand that, then it becomes logical and rational in your mind, and you can accept it easier. So I'm going to minimize that as much as possible. We're also going to minimize the women are emotional kind of stuff, okay? The fact is that both women and men are emotional. Women's minds work slightly differently because we don't always see what the gears are doing behind the framework. I don't know if you've ever seen a watch where the front face of it is actually transparent, so you can see the gears that are moving behind it and how it works. There's a lot of those that are very, you know, fashionable to wear. That's a perfect example of this. Men are like that watch. We're very transparent. You can see the gears turning. You know how our mechanisms work. Women, on the other hand, have that little faceplate over it with a number, so you can't see what's going on behind the little hands that are turning, right? And the funny thing about women is the minute hand might be moving towards 5, and then it might back up to 11 and then go back down to 6, and that's the way they work. If you can't see those gears, you won't know why that's happening. You'll just think it's crazy logic. It's not. It's very predictable. So again, the women are emotional crap. It doesn't help you understand how they really work. We're also going to minimize the theory, and we're going to maximize the application. We're going to minimize the theory and maximize the application. I'm going to minimize the stuff that I tell you that is theoretical. I want to maximize the stuff that you can apply directly to your situation. I'm sure you're probably thinking, phew, that's good to know. No hinky made-up stuff here, all right? This is really important. All of the stuff that I'm teaching here and all the stuff that I'm giving you in the framework, as well as the experts that I've called in to give you specific pinpointed problem solutions, all of this stuff is based in a solid foundation of, first of all, my 30 years plus of experience with women. Yes, I have that much. I don't want to go into detail about all that, but yes, over 30 years of experience with women. I have experience, good experience and a lot of bad experience. Science. This is backed up in a solid foundation of science, both psychology and a little bit of physiology that you'll learn, but mostly the psychology. Very important to know. This is also built on a solid foundation of proven techniques and social skills. Proven techniques and social skills. Social skills are probably much more important than any of the pickup skills you will ever learn, because those social skills will get you into the situations that let you meet and attract women. So again, no hinky made-up stuff here. And a warning, if you will. We are delving deep into female psychology. This, for a lot of guys, is unknown territory. The other part is that you really need to know is that this material could be used very maliciously. All right, this is no hype. This material really could. I know you hear this probably from other guys in their programs where they're trying to make you believe that they're giving you a magic spell. But the reality is that a lot of what I am teaching in this program could be used to manipulate women, to manipulate social situations, to basically get people to do what you want. And I want you to understand that you have a responsibility with it. You're not going to be able to maintain your romantic illusions after you've gone through this system. This is another important thing to realize. You're simply not going to be able to keep up a lot of the illusions you probably had going on in your brain after you've heard some of the things I'm going to teach you. Please be aware this is going to happen. I might shake you up a little bit, and that's a good thing. Some of the things I'm going to tell you are actually going to really shake your reality. They may violently earthquake it every so often, all right? But that's okay. That's good. And what you have to realize is that your reality is based in your current experience. It's everything that you've done up until this point. Well, guess what? If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. That's the old saying that you probably heard. Well, some of the things that I'm going to be teaching you are meant to shake you up and steer you onto a new track, get you pointed in a new direction. Not radically 90 or 180 degrees off, just slightly off towards success, because that's all we needed here are micro adjustments. Beware of your own, what I call the belief tolerance level. When we encounter a shock to our beliefs, we sometimes reject it or deny it. Very often we do, in fact. Even when we know in our heart that it's truthful, all right? And you have to watch out for this. How willing are you to accept something that shakes a belief of yours? Because remember, beliefs are beliefs. They're not facts. If they were facts, we would call them facts and they would be simply established. The reality is that even though we want to believe that beliefs are facts, they're not. They're totally our perception. They're totally our buy-in. They're totally what we give to them. So be willing to relax those boundaries a little bit as we go into this conversation about sexuality. So there you go. That's the initial part here of the promises that I wanted to give you about the program, so that you're reassured going in that we're going to really do the job that you need done. Again, we're talking about sex here. This program is about that three-letter word, sex. Sex, sex, sex. That's okay. It's all about sex because we are driven as human beings, and we are partly animals. If you look at it, we are an animal in certain ways, a very intelligent animal sometimes, although if you watch the news, you have to shake your head. We are driven to survive and to procreate. We are driven to survive and to procreate. Remember that. Survive, procreate. That's how we keep this thing called human race going. It's absolutely necessary. Without kids, we don't have a next generation. Our experiences die right with us, okay? So relax your judgments. Be willing to breathe a little bit. Don't take it too seriously. Be willing to look at it from a new point of view. I'm not here to change your beliefs. I'm here to expand them. Sex is natural. This is a really important part of this. We're going to tackle some deep-seated beliefs. I'm going to hit this a couple of times because I really want you to be prepared here. I want you to put aside religion and dogma and things you may have been taught for a little bit, because we're going to hit some of these beliefs squarely in the nose. Sex is, again, why we're all here. It's a primary motivation for our existence. And remember also that everybody has an agenda. I'm no different than anybody else out there. We all have our agendas, whether it's to get sex from a woman, or whether it's to please a woman, or whether it's to please ourselves. We all have our agendas. Ultimately, we do pay most tribute to ourselves, don't we? We are selfish by nature, and that's okay. I'm no different, but again, my agenda for you in this program is good, and it's based on helping you get rid of your faulty programming. Remember that. It's really what I'm here about, getting rid of that faulty programming. So why do we need this? Why do we need this program? After all, people get together on their own, and they've done it for thousands of years, right? They've gotten together and had sex and made babies, and they continue to. And chances are you probably will too. Well, one of the elements that's been missing and has been taken out in recent years is this thing I call alpha masculinity. It's your inherent manhood. It's being a man. It's the part that really attracts women, and it's the part that women don't today understand attracts them. Another part of this is that even though, yes, we do tend to eventually get success, or we eventually get success, sex in some form or another, it's by accident. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live my life by accident. I don't want to settle. I don't want to fall into a relationship. I'm sure you know those guys, right? Those guys in your life that found a woman that, you know, just happened to give up some sex for her with them, and that created their relationship, right? He was lucky enough to get into bed with her, and now he's basically roped into a relationship. They're going to get married and have babies, even though that's not really the woman he would have chosen if he'd had a chance. I hate to tell you this, but that's probably the more of the norm than it is anything else when it comes to sex with women. Most guys fall into relationships. They don't plan, design, and go after the one they want. Remember also that sex is natural, and that we are not logical, we are emotional. So when we talk about women being emotional, we have to realize that men are just as emotional as women. We do the same kind of rationalization of backing up our decisions that are irrational with logic that we make up on the spot. Oh yeah, you know, that car just totally made sense for me. I know I was supposed to get, like, you know, more of a family van thing, but getting a Camaro, it was the best decision, because, I mean, look at the rebates I was getting. The leg room in the back is actually okay. You know, we can fit quite a bit in that trunk. Come on. You know when you do stuff like this. And it doesn't have to sound that lame, right? So sex is natural. And again, if your beliefs are contrary to your desires and goals in life, you will fail. Let me repeat that, because this is a very important assumption of this program and anything you do, whether it's self-development or your life. If your beliefs are contrary to your desires and goals, you will fail, because eventually you will work against yourself and self-sabotage. And we don't want that. We want success. So to do that, we have to examine those beliefs and establish why we have them in the first place. Okay? We'll come back to that again. Again, this is about sex. This program is about sex, and I want you to realize that going in. The core system, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit about these major components of the system, and I want to map it out for you right now. Okay, module one is the introduction. It's what you're watching right now. And in this particular case, I would highly recommend you watch all of the introduction before going into the program. I know the urge is there to jump into the module that appeals to you most. You can do that, but I really want you to at least follow through on the introduction, because I'm setting some groundwork here that's going to be necessary for you to understand the rest of the program. Module two is sexual confidence. This is a little bit of the inner game. It's really feeling confident about sex and understanding what it is to be confident going in and being sexual with a woman. A lot of important stuff here, because a lot of guys complain about how they don't feel sexually confident with women and confident in their own sexuality. Module 3 is sexual psychology. How does sex work in the brain? How do you think about it? How do women think about sex, and what is their psychology? We're going to break it down completely. You're going to understand how women think about sex, what makes them want to have it, and where it all comes from. It's a very important module. Sexual roadmap. This is basically the blueprint or roadmap, as I describe here, of going from A to Z in terms of sexual escalation with a woman. You're going to know exactly what steps are there, what the key points are, what the trigger points are, and what the real important milestones are for you as a man getting to sexual success. Whatever that may be for you, okay? Keep that in mind too. It may not be getting right to the bedroom. It might be getting to the potential to maybe marry a woman, and if you're one of the guys that wants to wait until after marriage, so be it. But you have to have that choice. That's your choice. Module 5 is sexual communication. Okay, Module 5 is sexual communication, where we're going to talk about specifically how do you communicate sexuality to a woman in words, action, body language, all that stuff. Really good stuff there. Then the biggie. This is a big, big module. As we get close to the end of the program, it'll be about sexual performance. Everything you need to know about how to please a woman, how to please yourself, how to handle any sexual situation with a woman, and know that you're going in with confidence along the way. Okay, so sexual performance is going to cover how you actually do the dirty deed. So there's going to be some graphic stuff in there. Okay, this is not a program for kids. This is a program for adults, and that's what you, I'm presuming, are. And of course, we have the next big section of this program, sexual mastery. This is where we are going to bring in some top experts in the field of sex and sexual psychology to tell you all the things you need to know to fix. And, you know, if you have any sexual problems, we can fix those. Or if you have specific areas that are roadblocks or obstacles for you, we'll overcome them there in the sexual mastery part. And of course, an epilogue where I'll cover up and wrap up how best to go forward after you're done with this program. And already I'm getting kind of excited here, because I know we've got some really, really cool stuff for you. So there you go. These are the modules again. Sexual confidence. This is the keystone and foundation of all sexual success. You've got to have that confidence to go forward. Sexual psychology. This is the mechanics breakdown of how this all works in the brain. This is going to be very mechanical and very easy to understand. Sexual roadmap is the path and the blueprint to follow. This is your GPS navigation system. Sexual communication, this is the currency of sexual desire. The transactions that we have are communications, and that's the currency we use to get sexual desire started. Sexual performance, this is the tool belt and arsenal of the sexual soldier. Okay, so if you're going to go out there on the battlefield, you got to have the right tools, you got to have the right weapons. That's what sexual performance is all about. And your masterclass sessions are the expert solutions for men on any sexual situation that you might find is a challenge for you. All right, that's the core system. And I'm going to finish up this part of the introduction with just one quick section here on how to get the most from this system. Of course, you probably know a lot of this stuff, but please listen through, because this is important. Repeated listenings will give you the most benefit. Listen to and watch this program at least 3 or more times, preferably within the next year. It'll give you the maximum retention. The information will gel and crystallize for you. And it makes it basically unlimited. I actually put in the wrong name there. It should be limitless. This is a movie that I would love for you to see if you get the chance. It's fairly recent. It's a great movie. It kind of explains how information works in the brain a little bit. He takes this guy takes this drug basically that allows him to access any information in his brain instantly. And there's a great scene where he seduces a woman using it. So you really got to see that scene. But the movie, I mean, I watch it and I'm like, I would take that drug. I would totally take that drug, because it's the one thing that a lot of guys want to be able to do is access these resources. So if you want that kind of feature and benefit from this program, just listen to it a few times. And the more you do, the more the information will stay in your brain, and you'll find this stuff pops up in your head all on its own. All right. So if you get the chance, watch that movie. Very good. Limitless. Repeated listenings is important. Sequential listening is recommended, but not necessary. In other words, I'd like for you to take this in order, but you don't need to. You can skip around to the parts that are desired after the introduction. But remember this, complete one session in its entirety before you skip to the next. Don't take a little bit from here and then go a little bit over there. You're going to confuse yourself in a lot of ways, and you're going to miss references that I'm going to lay down as we go through it. Really important there. Map it to your past experience. When it comes to getting the most out of this, I want you to map what I tell you to past experience. The things that I tell you, the information that I give you, map it to what you've already experienced, because this is going to deepen the understanding. Notes. I'm giving you the complete notes of the program in an ebook format, right? But you're going to want to take your own notes during this presentation because certain things will hit you harder than others. Writing down things, by the way, as you hear it, is going to more than double your ability to retain it. So even if it's already in the ebook, that's already done for you. You didn't have to put any effort into it. If you write it down, you're going to more than double your retention of the information if you just simply take the act of writing down those little notes. You're also going to come up with different ways of saying what I say, because what I say may not be the way you would explain it to yourself again if you had the chance. I find this all the time in programs that I go through. You're going to find new ways of explaining the information back to yourself, and that's like reteaching it, which is ultimately the best way to learn. And you're going to come up with things that I didn't even think to mention in this program. You're going to totally come up with realizations that I might not have thought of, and those you need to take notes on. Don't lose them. Remember that if you just get one thing out of this program, that this is going to be worth, easily, it's going to be worth the few measly $100 you might have paid for it, okay? It's really important. It's a very big distinction. One distinction or an epiphany that you have in this program can literally change your life, and you're going to get many of them in here. I guarantee it. You will. So keep that in mind. It's a really important fact because a lot of guys, they start to try and engineer their lives to go certain ways, but they don't realize that the money that they put into buying this program or getting any of my programs, it's not a direct equivalency. It's like that Visa commercial, the cost of a bouquet of flowers and a box of candy for your sweetheart, but the look in her eyes, priceless, things like that. This is true more than anything when it comes to self-development, because there's only one thing you should be investing in more than anything else, and that's yourself. Take one area, and I want you to listen to it, and I want you to put it into action immediately. This is the best way to get the most out of this program, is take one particular thing that I talk about, listen to this program, listen to that part of the program, whether it's sexual psychology or the sexual roadmap or the performance or whatever it is, or maybe one of the experts that I bring in. Listen to it, but put it into action as soon as you're done. I'm going to help you do that as much as possible. I'll give you to-dos, but you have to come up with them that are specific to your life. Okay, so there you go. That's how to get the most out of the system. Up in the next section, we're going to talk about your sexual premise. All right, let's dig into the next section here. We're going to go into your sexual premise. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what a premise is and how it relates to this program. This may be a new concept for you, but it's going to be very powerful whether you decide to, move on to other areas of self-development in your life. This one is critical to understand, your sexual premise. Sexual premise, your premise is really what it is that you believe about something, okay? If I go to a race car track to drive a race car, I need to have some belief that I can, number one, drive, number two, I can handle a high performance vehicle, number three, I'll be safe. These are beliefs you have to have in order to follow through on the thing that you want to do. We have these beliefs, pretty much in every area of our life. You wouldn't get out of bed in the morning if you didn't have the premise that I can stand on my own two legs and I can walk to the bathroom and I can take a shower and I can get ready and I can go to work and blah, 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 right? I can go through all those steps because I have beliefs that allow me to do that. And those beliefs are really just put into us by trying when we were younger. I mean, as kids, we learned how to walk, so that was one of those fundamental beliefs. You wouldn't doubt for a second, unless, of course, you have a disability where you can't walk, you wouldn't have any disbelief that you could. So your premise regarding women and your premise regarding sex is your beliefs regarding or that you hold about sex. And this is really important because belief systems drive your actions. Everything you do because of what you believe. You may have beliefs that are holding you back right now. We very often do. As a matter of fact, a great many of us are holding a lot of beliefs that are holding us back in life. The problem with these belief systems that are holding us back, and even some of the ones that are pushing us forward, is that they were formed without our permission, okay? Most of the beliefs that you hold were created without your permission at all. You didn't have a say in them, you just kind of assumed them along the way. To that end, I want to talk about a little exercise here. And this exercise is going to kind of cover a little bit of the whole process of establishing your premise, because there's a certain model and framework that we're going with here, okay? So, as far as exercise, first of all, it's going to take some deep thinking about this. You're going to really have to sit down and list out, take your journal out, list your beliefs about sex. This is a very, very important first step in this program, because if you have beliefs that are working against you moving forward with women, guess what? You remember what I said before? Those beliefs are going to make sure that you fail. Okay? They absolutely guarantee that you'll fail because you're holding a... So list your beliefs about sex. For example, do you believe that sex is dirty? Do you believe that it's sacred? Do you believe that it's natural? What are your beliefs about the nature of sex? Think about this. Who taught you that belief? Was it your religion? Was it your parents? Was it your peers? Those are three of the really big influences on how we believe, or what we believe, rather, about sex. So what are your beliefs? Who taught you that belief? And then ask yourself, do you want that belief? Does it work for you or against you? Is really kind of the presumption there. Does it work for you or against you? Because if it works against you, you don't want it. It's going to hold you back. It's going to keep you from achieving the things in life that you really want to get. Now, is this what you want, or is it going to hold you back? Is it going to hold you back from what it is you want to accomplish? Now, the antidote here is something that's called cognitive release. Cognitive release. And it's a little term that I've actually come up with, and it's basically a way to handle these situations, these belief contradictions you have. You have to have a completely formed, rational counter-argument. Okay, and I know that sounds like a lot of big words. Hey, hang with me here. It's actually quite simple and very straightforward. You have to have a completely formed counter-argument, a rational counter-argument, to the belief that you're trying to get rid of. If you have this deeply ingrained religious belief that sex is dirty, okay, and for whatever reason, maybe your religion didn't even teach you that, but that's the belief you came away from, or you came away with. Well, you've got to have a rational counter-argument to that. You've got to be able to sit down and say, you know what? Okay, my belief is that sex is dirty and unclean and filthy and nasty, but why? How could it be? Because it's necessary for us to have children and make wonderful things like babies and children and then create family of our own. How could it be that? Well, I guess it can't totally be that, or else that wouldn't be true, right? So sex is probably not filthy and disgusting. It's certain situations, maybe, that create that. Okay, there you go. There's a very small counter-argument, rational counter-argument, to that particular belief that now I can use to go back in my head and think, oh, yeah, duh, that, okay, it's not filthy. I can kind of take the edge off, if you will, the power of that belief in my mind, in my actions, okay? Because you got to release that. It's a cognitive release of the belief that you're holding so that you can get to what it is you want to get to. Add in as much emotion as you can into that argument. The argument should go something like, damn it, that can't be true. It can't be filthy because, number one, I know I want it badly, and I'm not a bad or filthy person. I think there's just a misunderstanding there in terms of how we view sex and how I'm viewing sex. It's probably a great thing. It's probably an awesome thing. And there are people actually on the planet who don't believe that sex is filthy or sex is nasty. So maybe the people that I've been listening to don't have the full picture. Okay, I'm not saying they're wrong, but maybe they don't have the full picture. That's messing me up, man. I got to get out of that mindset. When you get some emotion behind it, and you can add in emotion to your counter-argument, like disgust, anger, and then some acceptance, you have to eventually get to acceptance, you're going to be able to get past these limiting beliefs. Now, I'm spending some time on this because it's really critical. I've talked to a lot of guys that have some really shaky and quite honestly self-sabotaging self-beliefs about sex, and they don't realize that that is exactly what's stopping them from getting the sex that they're going after. You know, their bodies and their minds are going in one direction, but their belief system is like the set of chains holding them back on their life. And this is really true for everybody, and not just in sex. It's, you know, it may be going after money and wealth. You may have some very limiting beliefs about that. It might be professional advancement. You might think that your seeking power is a bad thing. It's an arrogance of some kind, when in fact it's not. It's a natural thing. And the people that actually don't go and get power, that are good people, they're actually, by default, letting bad people take the power. Okay? So you see, there's different ways you can spin this to make it work for you, and that's vitally important. So again, when I'm talking about this antidote of cognitive release, I want you to inject a little bit of disgust, a little bit of anger, and eventually get to acceptance. Like, okay, I can accept the fact that maybe my beliefs about sex are a little bit wacky and I need to work on that. Or I can get to acceptance of, you know what, my belief was pretty well, that's pretty stupid. And I need to accept the fact that that belief doesn't serve me anymore, so I can move on. The acceptance is important because if you just live in turmoil, or if you live in anger, or you keep these this disgust and anger going, you're still going to have turmoil, and you're not going to be able to get past it and get to the place you need to be. All right. So this is a really important section. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it here. I may have spent more than I needed to, but it's important to understand your premise because your premise is what drives where you are right now with anything. Your premise for wealth is telling you right now how much you're going to make. Because if you don't believe you can make more than a certain amount of money, or that it's bad to make more than a certain amount of money, your mind will shut you down on attempts to earn that money. It will also not recognize the opportunities to get you into higher paying positions, pushing you forward, giving you more assertiveness, giving you more ambition for what it is you want out of life. Okay, really important stuff. So your sexual premise is so important in the topic of what kind of success you're going to have sexually with women. All right. Now I want you to beware of the New Age trap as we talk about this whole system. I'm going to repeat, and you've probably heard this before from me. If you haven't, this is really important. One of the guys in one of our seminars, and not to come down on him because he was an awesome guy, but he had I consider something of a shaky belief about how he had to handle women. And his belief was that you should leave a woman better than when you found her. That's good in theory, but it's not under your control. Okay. The fact is, when you break up with a woman, there's going to be some negative emotions. There's going to be some animosity. So if you are like leaving a relationship, you can't necessarily leave her better than when you found her, or it might not be up to you. It might be her problem. She might not be better for any of it, right? She may not be in the same path of growth that you are. For whatever reason, you can't take that under your control. All right. You got to recognize what is under your control and what is not. The New Age trap would have you believe that you can have this glowing white light of love around you all the time, and that you can have this positive influence of leaving a woman better than when you found her. Now, the premise here again that I'm trying to get back to, and we're talking about premises again, is you have to beware of over control. The belief that you can really have this kind of new agey impact on a woman. I can open her up. I can have her feel my love. I can have her own her femininity and all this great stuff that a lot of guys do teach. But the fact is that, unfortunately, we can't control that. We can't necessarily influence a woman in that direction. All right? So beware of that. Beware of the New Age trap that tells you that you need to work towards this great white light of love and acceptance and overpowering love and unity. All this stuff that they teach you is great in theory, and it's something you can work towards. But be honest. The best that most of us can hope to accomplish is to have a good relationship with somebody and keep it going, not to be achieving these grand pinnacles of ecstasy and bliss. We're just lucky to make it through, a couple of years with a person. Most people don't even make it through a few months. So don't shoot for these lofty goals when you really need to get down to the brass tacks, the nuts and bolts of making things work in the short term with a woman. Getting attraction started. Attraction is the key. Without attraction, you cannot survive long term with a woman, much less short term. Keep that in mind. So beware of that New Age trap. Now, this is going to teach you what I call the yard of how to get laid. And when I put yard in quotes, I'm going to introduce you to something that you probably are familiar with. If you've ever heard of a yard of beer, all right, a yard is this glass that they serve beer in. You know, these long containers with a skinny neck that they serve in some, I guess it's actually, I think it's British. It's a thing they do in the UK, but they also have it over here in the States. They basically serve beer in this long glass, and you can see the shape of the glass, right? It's open a little wider at the top. It's kind of a thin channel, and then at the bottom is where the bulk of the beer rests. These things are a bitch to drink out of, by the way. You have to be like super steady hand, because if you even try to tip it up too fast, you're going to be basically taking a beer bath. The theory here, the premise that I'm going to give to you is that what I'm going to teach you is the yard shaped like this glass of attraction and sexual capability. Let me explain. This glass is a metaphor, it's an analogy really for sexual communication that you use along the way. The top with the wide mouth of the glass, that's the start of your interaction with a woman. Okay? There's a bunch of different things happening there. It's a wide opening of different things that are happening to get you on the right track of attraction with a woman, right? Then the long skinny channel here is the path of attraction, and the ultimate goal here at the bottom is sex, getting getting to the bedroom, having fun, making whoopee, whatever you want to call it. So this, from up here, this is when you meet her, this is all the way to the bedroom. And we are going to be teaching you all of this. Now, in real life, this glass is much more wider, much more rounder. It's more like a barrel, right? Because there's a bunch of other things going on the outside of this. But I'm focusing only on the path of attraction that gets you to the bedroom, okay? The bottom here is sexual expertise. The top is where you first meet her. And in between are the all the things that happen in between there. That's what I'm teaching you with this. And again, it's also a good analogy in the fact that just like when you try and drink from one of these things, if you don't go slow, you're going to take a beer bath. You have to take it slow and steady and patiently with a woman, because if you rush it with a woman, you're not going to get to the good stuff in the bottom. You're just going to take a bath in your own failure, basically. All right. So there's your analogy of what we're going to be teaching in this program. Just kind of give you an understanding. It's a long, wide opening because a lot of different things happen at the start, at the approach, at the initial meeting of a woman. And a lot of those things get channeled right down into a very thin, clear tunnel all the way to sexual success or sexual performance, sexually in the bedroom. Everything that we're talking about here is basically what I call alpha masculinity. You may or may not have that program of mine, but it is important to note. Alpha masculinity is the essence of all this. What we're doing is isolating more of the elements of this masculinity that you're going to use that lead directly to sex, that communicate sexual attraction, that communicate polarity and masculinity to a woman. What I'm going to do here is fill in the blanks to accompany what you already know and what you're going to be able to use right now. All right? Being a man is inherently naturally attractive and irresistible to a woman. It's the way it's supposed to be. Being a man is what women want. Even those women with femininity issues know this and feel this. Even though they say something else, they will respond differently. That's why I always say, look at what a woman does, don't listen to her words. Even women with feminist agendas also recognize that masculine attraction and feminine attraction are the polarities that they want. Even though they don't say it, even though they may fight it with their actions sometimes, that's what they really want. And think of it this way. The women that masculinity does not attract are the women that you do not want. Let me say that again. The women for which they're not attracted to true masculinity, or what I call alpha masculinity, those women that aren't attracted to that are not the women you want. Because that's not natural. It's going to set up a very awkward relationship, and it's going to be... I've talked to a lot of guys about this. There have been guys that I've coached that have had very tame sexual energy, and they meet a woman with a little bit more masculine sexual energy, in other words, she's more assertive, and they're drawn to that because the guy just happens to be a little bit more feminine, a little more passive. And the scales have shifted here. You see what happens, right? But long term, the woman is programmed to not respond to femininity. She's not going to be responsive to that. She's not going to be attracted to that. It's not going to work over the long term, all right? And you know, there are guys that would try and argue with me on that point, but I'll tell you, over the long term, look at the happiness of the people in the relationship. Look at what's happening in that relationship and make your decision based on that. Not just whether or not they're with each other, because I've seen people stay together that should definitely have broken up eons ago. Here's my little saying. It's a new saying of mine. When you man up, women will show up. When you man up, women show up. It's very simple, it's very straightforward, and it's, I think you can relate to it on a certain level, that that's what this masculinity thing is all about. Women will voluntarily jump in, they'll basically cannonball into the pool if they recognize you've got the alpha masculinity thing going on. So we'll talk about those elements along the way too. Remember that all success is process, not event. This is a really, really big one. All success is process, not event. Most people see like a successful investor, all right, and he made a ton of money, right? Maybe he bought Cisco stock back in the 80s, or he bought Microsoft stock in the 90s, whatever it might be. They see this investor and they think that he just got lucky on that one deal. Like, oh, you just happened to buy that. All I need to do is do the same thing. Find one stock, throw a bunch of money into it, and boom, I'm going to be rich. They see it as an event that happens. What they don't see are the years of preparation and cultivation that got that guy to the point where he could recognize that that stock was going to be valuable, that he should buy that, Okay? It, for most people, it's not a whim. The things that we attribute as being luck, as being, you know, the events that make people get rich or get successful with women, they're not that. It's a bunch of preparation. Again, they see the event, but they don't see the process that led up to that event. It's like, and a musical instrument is another perfect example of this. People go to see a performer, and they see like somebody who plays guitar really, really well. And I can totally relate to this because I spent so many hours just shredding in my bedroom, you know, playing on the guitar for hours and hours and hours, practicing for many, many years. And I can tell you that when somebody sees that, they're amazed. They're like, they think it just happened overnight. They don't see all those years I spent in my bedroom listening to music, transcribing it, playing things back and forth, trying to hear what chord they were playing and playing by ear and all that stuff you learned, learning the scales, the blues, the pentatonic, all that stuff. They don't see it. So they think it was an event that happened. We want to see this as an event because what that does is it justifies our current position. It gives us something to say, oh, okay, that dude just made a lucky trade. He made $1 million on the Microsoft stock because, you know, he just happened to make a lucky choice there. The event, they can say, this is what the person says, well, it just hasn't happened to me yet, right? It hasn't happened to me. I haven't found that lucky stock yet. But they keep playing the lottery and other things, hoping for that. But the truth is that we also don't want to gamble on the effort that's required for the process leading up to it. In other words, most people won't put in the time or investment of time to learn how to choose a good stock. So they can never get to the event where they're presented with this company and they can look at it and go, that's a great stock. I'm buying that. That's going to make me rich. They don't want to invest the time because that's a gamble to them. When in fact, it's actually much more guaranteed than playing your money on a lottery or anything else. It's easier to hope that it will just happen to us, right? Not that we actually have to do anything for it, but it will actually happen to us. It won't. It won't just happen for you. You've got to take steps and you've got to invest yourself in the process. This program is about process, okay? Sexual attraction is a process, especially for women. It's an event for men. Think about that for a second. Sexual attraction is a process for women, but it is an event for men. Men are just suddenly attracted to a woman based on what he sees. You see her, you want her. Now, if she sees you, she doesn't know yet. She's not sure. She's not sold on you yet. Okay? So for her, it's a process. Until the signals come in that tell her, you know what? I'm digging this dude. He's pretty cool. She starts to feel the attraction. That's a process for her. That's why men can't relate to a woman's experience. We're attracted to a woman instantly. It's an event. For them, they need time to figure us out, to interact with us, to test us, to do all those things that tell her whether or not we are a confident man, whether we're for real. That's what her brain is set up to do, to determine by all those signals she gets whether or not you're a for real guy. Very important to remember that, okay? So remember this focus on attraction and sexual success with women. It's a process, not an event. Now, the ultimate mistake. What is the ultimate mistake? The ultimate mistake is thinking that sex is the ultimate goal. This is a big mistake that guys make. Women know this, okay? A lot of guys think that sex is the ultimate goal with women. They don't see anything past that or beyond that. I mean, yeah, some may think that, okay, love and all that, but they don't see it as being connected to sex or even for any matter what goes beyond that, what happens after the sex, right? Thinking that sex is the ultimate goal is the ultimate mistake for guys because what happens is women know when you're like that, when you're one of these guys that believes that sex is the ultimate goal that he can get with that particular woman, with her. When sex is your goal, she knows that you're not getting any. Think about that for a second. When your goal is just to get to sex, she's going to know because of that you're not really getting sex. Because guys who get sex regularly don't have that as their goal. They don't need to. They actually enjoy the process much more. Because they know, okay, I got some other chick. I can go sleep with her sometime, right? It's not a big deal. It actually becomes more fun. It also tells them, possibly, that if sex is your goal, you have a character flaw of low self-esteem. Because there are guys who get to the bedroom and eventually it becomes a habitual process for them. I was that way for a while. My self-esteem was low enough where when I was starting to get success with women, I was equating my ability to get to the bedroom as being something that said I was a better person. I was a better man. I was more manly because I could get to the bedroom. there is a kernel, a small nugget of truth in there. But on the whole, again, women are going to sense this. When you can see beyond sex as an end game, you're going to get much more out of it. You're going to get more intimacy. You're going to get more connection. You're going to get more repeat sex, which is a big thing for guys. You're going to be able to repeat those encounters with women. Okay? Very important to understand. The ultimate mistake is thinking that sex is the ultimate goal. The importance of power. As we finish up this introductory session on the Alpha Sexual Power Program, the importance of power. Well, the older I get, that's the saying, you know, the older I get, the more I realize I should have done this, shouldn't have done that. Well, the older I get, the more I realize that power, or the seeking of power, well, power itself is amoral. What does amoral mean? It means it doesn't matter. Power doesn't care who has it, right? Power is totally unbiased. Power doesn't have intelligence of its own. Power in itself is not evil, okay? Is power manipulation? Well, here's the truth. Power is manipulation only to those people who don't have power. Most people fear power. They also they have a lack of what I call power skill. People who fear power have a lack of the ability to acquire power or use power, because we're talking about power in a broader and general sense here, but it's also sexual power. Most people equate power with evil abuses that other people who had power did to them from the past, right? So again, most people fear power. Power in reality is options. Power is options. Most people participate in what I call a passive system of power suppression. What do I mean by that? A passive system of power suppression. It means that they don't seek power. Why don't they seek power? Well, because of all those options I talked about before, they fear it. So what do? They seek to take away your power. They deny you your power as much as humanly possible. That's what is known as a passive system of power suppression. They don't show it to you. They won't say it out loud. They won't tell you right off the bat that, hey, I'm going to hold back your power. But what they'll do is they'll undermine it. They'll do little things that make sure that you don't acquire power, that you can't have power over them. If you watch this, it happens every day and in every way with your relationships with other people. It's not that they're evil. It's that they believe that having power over them, or other people having power over them, is evil. Seeking power is not a sin. Please work on this as your premise too. Seeking power is not a sin. We're trained from birth that seeking power is a negative thing. People who have power in all of its forms have higher success in life and tend to live more satisfying and longer lives. This actually came from a book. I'm sorry, I can't quote which book at this point, but there's a lot of them out there that have studied this. It might even be the 48 Laws of Power. People who have power in all its forms have higher success in life, and they tend to live more satisfying and longer lives. There's a great special, a National Geographic special you should watch on stress, and the fact that the lower status apes, they did studies on apes, and it actually is true for human beings too, the lower status of apes and humans tend to have much higher levels of stress. The thing is that we fear what we don't understand, and those people that are at the bottom rung of the pecking order are the ones, unfortunately, that end up feeling like they're paying for it. Okay, so power in itself, good power, I'm not talking about wielding power for manipulative ends or to hurt other people, but good power where you can use it and wield it for success, like we're talking about in this program, alpha sexual power, is a good thing. All right, so there's an importance to power that I want to emphasize here, and it's another one of those premises that you have to question in your head. If you have to, write down the beliefs that you have about power. As a matter of fact, that's an exercise for you on this section. Do the same exercise that I talked about before regarding your sexual premise, beliefs you hold about sex. This exercise about identifying your beliefs about sex, do the same thing for your beliefs about power. What do you think about power? Is power evil to you? Are you scared of power? Are you trying to hold back other people who have power? You see how this can get into your head and kind of mess with you? You got to understand what your premises are and recognize that there's an importance to power here, because ultimately we're talking about alpha sexual power, the power of having sexual attraction with a woman and what you can do with it, because it is a power. Again, I have to go back to that warning I gave you at the start of the program. This can be used in manipulative and somewhat evil ways, and you really have to recognize that. You have a responsibility to yourself and to other people to use this with a good conscience and with honorable intentions. All right, so enough of the morality stuff. Let's get into the good stuff, right? Coming up next, we're going to be talking about sexual confidence. We're going to get into overall sexual confidence, or what I call sexual authority with women, and your ability to, this is kind of the inner game stuff, but it's also belief systems, but it's overall your feeling of confidence, and we're going to get you up to a high level of sexual confidence and competence with women. So when you're ready and you're done with the exercises from this program, move on to sexual confidence. Summary to introduction. All right, so let's cover a quick summary of what we've covered in the introduction, because there's a lot of content in this particular section of the program. We talked about what this course is. It's a course on how to get laid, how to pleasure women, and how to get pleasure, as well as a specific roadmap of pretty much the entire escalation from just meeting a woman to getting her into the bedroom, the timing, the triggers. What this course is not is it is not a confidence class, okay? This is not a class in trying to get your inner game on straight. I've got plenty of other programs for that. What we are not trying to do here also is be an approach class or a theory class or just a set of routines. It's not a class for pickup artists, and it's also not complicated, okay? I'm going to promise you to try to minimize the evolutionary psychology and the women are emotional stuff and try and stick to, you know, try to avoid anything that's hinky or made up or that's just theory and give you only practical stuff. We're going to go deep into female psychology and we're going to really tear apart your game as far as what you think and how you leverage and use sexual attraction with women. Okay, because it's all basically about sex. Sex is a natural act. Sex is something we have to do. It's something we're compelled to do by our physiology. Every guy out there has an agenda. Look, I'm no different, but my agenda is to help you to get rid of some of the faulty programming around sex that has probably been installed in you. The core system is sexual confidence. These are the keystones and the foundation of all your sexual success that you're going to have. The sexual psychology, this is the mechanics breakdown of how this works. Sexual roadmap, the path and blueprint to follow for your GPS navigational system, if you like. The sexual communication section is going to cover the currency of sexual desire. And that's what communication is, currency between two people. Sexual performance will cover basically the giving you your tool belt and arsenal of, well, the sexual soldier, the sexual alpha male, they can go in there and get the woman that he wants and give her sexual satisfaction. The masterclass sessions will be expert solutions for you on a variety of topics related to sexual attraction. Now, how you can get most out of the system is obviously through repeated listenings. I strongly recommend you go through this program sequentially, but you can skip around after you get through the first section here, the introduction. Map to your past experience and take notes. Even write down things on the notes that I give you because it'll help you really deepen your understanding. Remember, if you get just one thing out of this program, it's going to be easily worth the few hundred dollars or whatever it is you paid for it. I mean, it's really not that much compared to the price that you would pay for 20, 30, maybe even 40 years worth of sexual debilitation or sexual crippling that you might go through and not getting what it is that you want. Look back on your life right now. Think of all the years that you could have shaved off. Think of all the effort you could have saved yourself. Think of all the success you could have enjoyed had you known certain things early on, right? So many different things you could have taught yourself. You could have gone back in time and taught yourself as a kid that you would have saved yourself the trouble of later on. Your sexual premise is the set of beliefs that you hold about sex, and we're going to dig into those. I want you to do that exercise on listing your beliefs about sex. Who taught you them? Do you really want those beliefs? Is it something you want, or is it something that's holding you back? Beware of this new age trap, okay, leaving a woman better than when you found her, or the thought that you can over-control, the belief that you can have that new agey impact on a woman. I use the analogy of the yard. The yard is that long container that you can drink beer from, or really any liquid. It has a long, skinny neck. The top with a wide mouth is the sexual communication that you employ along the way, along with sexual confidence. And the bottom, that big reservoir, is sexual expertise that you're going to have, okay? Now, everything comes down to alpha masculinity. What we're doing is isolating more of the elements that lead directly into sex. And what I'm going to do is fill in the blanks to accompany what you already know and use right now. When you man up, win up, women show up. And remember that all success is a process. It's not an event. People see just the event of somebody that's successful at doing something or somebody that can do something really well, but they don't see the years of preparation and cultivation that went into it. Again, they see the event and not the process. And we want to see event because that usually justifies where we are in life. We can point to it being, oh, they're just a genius. They're more gifted than me. And it's not true at all. Remember the ultimate mistake? thinking that sex is the ultimate goal. Women know this, okay, when they see this in a guy, and they know it's a mistake. When a guy sees that, or a guy views that sex is his ultimate goal, and when a woman sees that you believe that, she knows you're a guy that's probably not getting any, okay? Then the importance of power. The older I get, the more I realize that power is an absolute necessity in life, and the good conscience, the good character to wield it, because power itself is amoral. It doesn't care about who holds it or who has it. Power is often viewed as manipulation, but it's only viewed that way by people who don't have it. Most people fear power because they lack the power skill, and they equate power with evil abuse that they've experienced in the past. Power is options. Remember that. Seeking power is not a sin, and we are looking at building our alpha sexual power in this program. So there you go, a summary of the introduction. Move on to sexual confidence in the next section.